Walt Tiptula Road Rage, again, rejoined by Dan Hope. And we are going through a live mock draft with some bells and whistles that we're employing for the first time. Here's where we stand so far. We're actually probably going to have to pick up this tempo just a tad. We'll see. But the Cincinnati Bengals shockingly turned down the Miami Dolphins' offer of all three first-round draft picks, an unheard-of windfall for the slightly overrated Joe Burrow. And the Bengals, for whatever reason, chose not to take that. The Washington Redskins followed with the ingenious selection of Chase Young. The Chargers then ridiculously moved up to three, gave away the house to select Tua Tagovailoa. I made that pick. It's not what I want to do, but at four, the New York Giants selected Isaiah Simmons. At five, the Miami Dolphins brilliantly took Justin Herbert. At six, the Detroit Lions brilliantly took Jeff Okuda, who they would have probably taken at three. And at seven, the Carolina Panthers, a selection that remarkably enough was booed by the audience, selected Javon Kinlaw, even though he perfectly fits what Matt Rule's profile suggests. In theory, if they have no other options. All right, Dan, it's back to you with Arizona at eight. And curiously enough, Dan, in a draft that the alleged strengths are wide receiver and offensive tackles, neither position has been touched through seven picks in this draft.
Well, we were thinking about a wide receiver, but then the Texans decided to give us DeAndre Hopkins for an overpaid running back. So we are going to go that. We are going to dip into that pool of tackles. Really, four solid options here at number eight, but we're going to go with Tristan Wirfs, the offensive tackle from Iowa.
Wow.
Really lit up a combine. He could step right in at that right tackle spot and be an immediate upgrade on day one. So we're going to go with Tristan Wirfs with the number eight overall pick.
And the crowd loves it. The crowd loves the Cardinals going Tristan Wirfs at right tackle. I could see it. I think it's a solid selection there by Dan Hope, 11 Warriors guy. Number nine, then the Jacksonville Jaguars. By the way, fills a need. And again, as Dan correctly said, Arizona in landing Nuke Hopkins seems to have secured their. You know, the one thing you wonder a little bit about, Dan, is In a changing game that's more and more about the quarterback and receivers and the ability to spread people out and attack, you still wonder a little bit whether Arizona could think, get the receivers, put the game on Kyler Murray with more receivers to spread people out who can get open quickly. But, of course, Arizona has some guys. I mean, some guys that we haven't really seen. You know, you've got a 4.29 speedster out of UMass. You got a 6'6 receiver out of Iowa State in Butler, who was injured last year, who they'll have back this year. So certainly some weapons for Kyler Murray. And Dan, I don't know if you've thought about this, but in a changing league, I think the Rams are headed for the bottom. I think Arizona surpasses the Rams this season.
Yeah, well, I think the Rams, you could kind of see this coming a couple of years ago. Yep. When they started giving out all these big contracts that it was going to catch up to them, and now it's caught up to them. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think the Rams are definitely headed in the wrong direction.
Yeah, they sold their soul to try and win immediately, and this is the we're seeing the repercussions of it. All right, the Jacksonville Jaguars at number nine, another team that has basically just been dismantling itself, all sorts of needs now. You know, they just got rid of their pass rusher, their other pass rusher Yannick Ngakoue hates their guts, which is a bit of a dilemma. You know, and by the way, another team with quarterback needs as well. Significant quarterback needs that actually just got much worse. In fact, I've just talked myself into this. With the ninth pick of the first round, a team that is ripping itself down so that they can rebuild it. With the ninth pick of the first round, Jacksonville goes Jordan Love.
Whoa.
Quarterback, Utah State. You know, I gave the kid the opportunity to be smart with his booze and cheers. I gave him the opportunity to be czar of the booze and cheers. All right, Mr. Boo, explain your position.
Well, I mean, I still would have gone pass rushing. I'm sorry if you're going to go Javon Kinlaw at seven to the to
who
the, I'd go Derek Brown. I go Derek Brown on the interior. He's. I think he's going to be a game wrecker when all is said and done. I'm super high on Derek Brown.
I like Derek Brown. How much has Myles Garrett? How much difference has Myles Garrett made to the Cleveland Browns?
Well, as I said yesterday, when he's not swinging his helmet at an opposing player, next to none.
Right. And see, I think that's the dilemma. If you don't have a quarterback in this league, you don't have anything, and nothing else matters. Again, you're not wrong, Mr. Boo, but in respect to Derek Brown. But I think Jordan Love is a quarterback that's in debate at the top of this draft. I really do, because of his insane ability. And, you know, he's reminded some of Patrick Mahomes, and I see it. If you go back to the tape from 2 years ago, he was incredible. If you evaluate what he was this year, he had nobody. He lost 9 guys around him. He had no coaching. His defense was horrific. He had to play hero ball, and that's going to have to be coached out of him. But I watched all those games, and I saw what he did. I saw how bad that team was. And, again, the Jags, a team that's starting over, they need a quarterback because they don't have one. Gardner Minshew is not a starting quarterback in the National Football League. I'm sorry. If Jacksonville thinks so, they're even dumber than I think. And remember, Jacksonville a couple years ago had the opportunity to take Deshaun Watson or Leonard Fournette. They chose the old-style running back. Coughlin is out. There are still remnants of that organization. But you would think that this is an opportunity to reboot themselves. And they certainly don't have a quarterback. And I don't know what their plan is for getting a quarterback. And now that Nick Foles is gone, they not only have no talent at that position, they have no depth at that position. They don't have anything.
Yeah, it's not a good spot for them. I mean, I was hearing the other day, I think it was somebody on NFL Network was saying maybe they'd trade for Andy Dalton, which I don't think is the position that you want to be in. So
hell no.
Yeah,
no,
I would not have guessed the Jordan Love pick, but I do get where you're coming from with it.
All right, so Jordan Love, Mr. Boo, goes at 9 to Jacksonville because, again, you have to have a quarterback in this league, and right now they have none. Again, is this what I actually think is going to happen? No, not necessarily. But, you know, these are live exercises that we conduct prior to the draft, and we like to change it up a little bit. But Mission Control did not like that selection. It's duly noted of Jordan Love. Now, by the way, Mission Control, after my explanation, do you feel any warmer and fuzzier about it?
Yeah, slightly, but I still would have gone Derek Brown.
Slightly, but he's still imposing his boo.
My position is my position. I'm not changing it.
All right. I never should have given the kid this power. Number 10, the Cleveland Browns, Dan. It's you.
All right. Well, the Browns did just add one really good offensive lineman this week in Jack Conklin at right tackle, but their offensive line was a disaster last year. They need upgrades at both tackle spots. So I still think they're going offensive tackle here, looking for someone to go on that left side. I think Andrew Thomas is probably the safest pick here, but I think the Browns are going to go with the size and physical upside here. I'm going to go with Mekhi Becton from Louisville for number 10 overall pick.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going that way. I had already written in Becton on the line. I don't know why. Cosmic chemistry or something. Becton, 360-pound athlete, ran a 5.10 at the combine. Has played left tackle. He's played both sides, but last year he played left tackle. Has incredible potential if he doesn't blossom into a 420-pound guy. And a guy who, you know, I think the range of opinion on Becton is going to be pretty significant. I think he can go as high as 4, and you know, probably as low as I don't know, maybe even like 18 or something, somewhere in that range. Because I, you know, every one of these drafts is a live entity that frequently will take on a life of its own. All right, I'm up with the New York Jets at number 11. The Jets, of course, have all sorts of needs. They have offensive tackle. They have offensive tackle needs. Really, they have offensive line needs. They have need at wide receiver. They have need at edge. I got a lot of good possibilities still on the board for the Jets here. What's really key is whether they re-up Anderson or not. I'm going to play this safely for the Jets here, and I'm going to select Andrew Thomas, the left tackle out of Georgia. Alex just trying to save himself with that applause. We're going to Andrew Thomas, left tackle out of Georgia. I thought about wide receiver here, and again, if Anderson departs, then the need for wide receiver increases. But they still have offensive line needs. They've still got to protect their alleged franchise quarterback in Sam Darnold. All right, Dan, it's back to you. It's number 12. It's Mike Mayock, John Gruden, and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, the Raiders need some weapons. As you mentioned before, you know, it's supposed to be a really wide receiver strong draft, and they're still all on the board right now. So I don't think we're going to be able to pass up CeeDee Lamb. We've seen it. Mayock and Gruden, they seem to like the big school guys. They're in Vegas. They're going to be looking to make some kind of flashy pick here. So I don't think they're going to be able to pass up CeeDee Lamb with the number 12 overall pick.
Solid pick. Let me ask you a question, though, Dan. Did you consider at all Henry Ruggs here? And the reason I ask, Raiders in a division where they have witnessed firsthand the role of speed with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they have to face that and combat it. Did you consider Ruggs in this equation at all? By the way, I'm not questioning your pick. I think we should have this kind of talk.
Yeah, no, I did. And, I mean, I think if this was Al Davis making a pick, he probably would have been Henry Ruggs, because we know how much he loves that pure speed.
He would have traded up to two. He would have traded up to two to get Ruggs.
No kidding. But, yeah, no, I think that's a very valid conversation. I think CeeDee's the more complete guy personally, so that's why I went with that route. But yeah. I think Henry Ruggs definitely belongs in the conversation there as well.
Yeah, and as you say, CeeDee Lamb fits their profile that we've seen out of these two guys in terms of their draft hierarchy. So I like it. And that brings me to San Francisco, the stranger picks of the draft, because the 49ers made the deal with Indy, sent DeForest Buckner there, who was their defensive MVP, as selected by the players and coaches, and that's a byproduct of sucking for as long as they have. Keep drafting in the top five. Eventually, you can't pay everybody. But the 49ers are happy because they can restart the clock in exactly the manner that we discussed earlier. So the 49ers at 13 in this scenario have Derek Brown drop into their laps, and they replace DeForest Buckner with Derek Brown. Pretty simple pick, really, I think. I'll take Derek Brown at number 13 to the San Francisco 49ers. Oh, yeah, now he likes it.
There he is.
Yeah, that's right. There he is. Well, you have two top defensive tackles in this draft, and then you have a gap. Maybe not quite as big a gap as most understand, but the 49ers, Dan, Derek Brown replacing the aforementioned DeForest Buckner on that defensive front.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much a no-brainer there if he's there at 13. We've seen how good a strong defensive line can be for that 49ers team. Like you said, restart the clock, bring another guy in there. you got him for 5 years on a controllable salary. So definitely a good pick.
You know, do you think that the 49ers have anybody in mind at 13? And, you know, it's so hard to project these top picks because we may have waves of offensive linemen or wide receivers. We don't know for sure how many quarterbacks are going to go in the top 12, although more and more I'm thinking it's four. And of course, that can back other positions up. Or maybe they just felt that in making that deal that they get high enough that they get that they're basically guaranteed to get a really high caliber first round caliber player regardless of position, because they are in a they themselves are in a position to sort of go best player available.
Yeah, I really think it's that, because I think the reality was you couldn't pay both Armstead and Buckner. You're going to have to pay yep. Nick Bosa a few years down the line. So I think you look at it, okay, this is the guy that we can trade. We can get a first-round pick for him instead of losing him for nothing in a year or two. You go get that pick while you can. You get a premium pick, and you're going to be able to get a good player that hopefully, if you pick well, ends up being a DeForest Buckner-caliber player.
Yep. All right, Dan, hold that thought. When we come back, you're up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think one of the more interesting picks now of the first round, given that Tom Brady is their new quarterback. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. It's Road Rage live mock draft number 3. We'll be right back to it on the other side.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this?
Hi, I'm Huck, and I don't work for the health there, but I wanted to share my story because they saved my life. I reversed my symptoms of high blood pressure, cholesterol, and my A1C dropped from 7.3 to 5.8. My doctor can't believe my results. I was skeptical at first, but after losing 13 pounds of fat in 10 days, I was all in. Call the health there today at 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Tell them Huck sent you and get the second program free.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
IQ Capital Strategy uses a multi-strategy active management approach. What does that mean for you? Your portfolio has the opportunity to capture growth while helping to minimize losses and massive drawdowns. The good news is if you have investment questions, Brian Massey with IQ Capital Strategy is here to help. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation today with absolutely no obligation. Visit IQ Capital Strategy at 735 North Townsville Street in Seneca or call 848-CAPITAL. Securities offered through Fortune Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Fortune Financial and IQ Capital are separate entities.
Attention Walmart shoppers. This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Save time and money with Jackson Hewitt and Walmart. For a limited time, you can shop while a skilled Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro prepares prepares your federal tax return for as little as $48, but no more than $149, only at Jackson Hewitt and Walmart. Hurry, this offer won't last. Get your coupon code and terms at jacksonhewitt.com. Then stop by one of our Walmart locations for this limited time offer to get your taxes done while you shop for only $149 or less. That's Jackson Hewitt and Walmart.
Here's your chance to own a brand new F-150 from George Coleman Ford at incredible savings with approved credit. 0% financing is available on all remaining in-stock 2019 F-150s. You heard it right. With approved credit, you could be in a brand new 2019 George Coleman Ford F-150 with 0% financing. Never any hidden fees or added charges. That, my friends, is how George Coleman Ford does business. Not applicable with other rebates. Offer good through 3/31/2020.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason, so I try to remember.
A little Guitar Army on a Friday afternoon for your pleasure. A couple things quickly on the text line. J-Ray, you may have covered this, but I think that dude Russo said you had to be a head coach for a minimum of 2 years, and Day has only been coach for 1 year, right? Yeah, he has. I was not aware of that. I did not see that. So if that's the case, that would explain his failing to include Ryan Day. That actually makes more sense, Jay. I wasn't aware of that, so thank you for that. Tex said, do you think the Patriots drafts last 5 years are one of the reasons Brady's not there? Yes, I do. I think the Patriots have drafted really poorly the last 5 years. Texter asks, Lucas asks, do I think Mackenzie Milton will play again? And I answered, I don't believe so, Lucas, but he does. I'm hoping he gets his wish. I just think the Mackenzie Milton injuries and Alex Smith injuries, one collegially, one professionally, are two of the worst injuries I've ever seen. Those guys needed, like, both of those guys needed, like, eight operations just to save their lives before you even begin thinking about. I mean, I think Alex Smith's up to, like, 16, 17 surgeries, and Mackenzie Milton is in that same area. I just don't see how, but, you know, whatever they hope for, I hope they get. Let's get back to the live mock draft. And again, I think we have to pick up the pace. This is the conversation. The conversational part of this is really the best part of it. And we appreciate Dan Hope from 11 Warriors joining us. Great job today in this little exercise. All right, Dan, it's back to you. We have gone through 13 picks in today's live mock. You are up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right, so we just signed Tom Brady. We've got some good weapons for him. Our top priority has got to be protecting Tom Brady because he's 42 years old. And he's not getting any younger. So we're sitting here hoping at 14 that one of those top four offensive tackles is still going to be on the board. Fortunately, one of them is, so that's the way we're going to go. We're going to draft Jedrick Wills, offensive tackle from Alabama.
Yeah, I think Tampa would love to have Wills fall to them at 14. I think from a technique standpoint, I think this is the most flawless offensive lineman in the draft. He plays with great balance, a great natural knee bender. He has a powerful punch. I think he can play on either side. I think that's a great pick for Tampa at 14 if Wills is still on the board. All right, that brings me to 15 and the Denver Broncos. And this one for me is quite easy. I'm taking Henry Ruggs. I'm not even thinking about this. I know that Jerry Jeudy is still on the board. That's the way it falls. But I'm the Denver Broncos, and I'm the new Denver Broncos. And the new Denver Broncos have Drew Locke, who I think has enormous promise and potential, a little Marino-esque value with Drew Lock. You now have Melvin Gordon to join Lindsey in that backfield. You have Courtland Sutton, an emerging big star receiver, and a potential star tight end in Noah Fant. The one thing you don't have is you don't have speed. And the Denver Broncos have seen that speed firsthand in Kansas City. No one knows it better than them. He is the perfect fit, in my estimation, to complete that offensive grouping. Give me Henry Ruggs, Dan, at number 15 to Denver.
Yeah, I like that pick. I agree. I think they definitely need some speed, definitely need another weapon. So I agree with that pick completely. Falcons up, number 16 overall pick. Looking at what's happened this week, just lost Desmond Trufant. The cornerback position looking a little weak there in Atlanta. So I think corner is definitely the top need here for Atlanta right now. And the number two cornerback in the draft, still on the board. So Falcons here at the number 16 overall pick. They're going to go with speedy cornerback from Florida, C.J. Henderson.
I like it, Dan. It's a good pick. Did you consider, just out of curiosity, did you consider edge here as a need for Atlanta, given their situation? And if not, why not?
Yeah, no, I did. Looking at like Kalavon, Tatan, definitely another possibility here. They did get Dante Fowler, so I think that
they did
a little bit there. If they hadn't got Dante Fowler, I probably would have gone with Tatan, but I think corner's a little bigger need right now, and I think Henderson might be a little better prospect.
You know, Dan, I think in a changing game, I think cornerback now trumps defensive end or edge guy in terms of how the game is played. And I think the best example of it is the New England Patriots, who only, other than quarterback, only pay cornerbacks. That's the only position they play. They brought in Darrell Revis. They paid Gilmore. They paid cornerbacks. It's the only position they pay. They let edge guys go really without a second thought. And I think more and more the game is changing in that direction. And I think the reason for it, Dan, is that with the field spread and the evolution of the quarterback position, these guys are just too good. It's hard to pressure them from the edge. So I think that the cornerback position has been heightened, and I think the edge position, while still vital, and the franchise tags demonstrate that, I think is not as important as cornerback at this point in time. So I like your pick.
Yeah, no, I think that's a lot to it. I mean, you need that number one corner. I think if you don't have that really good number one corner, that's a weakness. And I think you can get by with pass rushers by committee a little bit more than you can get by with not having great corners.
Yep. So pick number 17 now, the Dallas Cowboys, and you might have just taken my guy. The Cowboys lost Jones. They have needs at the back end of that defense, period. And so I'm going to fill one of those needs here at pick number 17, and I will go safety Xavier McKinney at 17 to the Dallas Cowboys. And now the Miami Dolphins are up, Dan, and the Miami Dolphins with their second pick of the first round. The Dolphins already selecting Justin Herbert with pick 5 after Dan mistakenly turned down my deal that I offered him at pick 1 with the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, Dan, what do you want to do with the Dolphins here at 18?
Yeah, this is an interesting pick because they've added a lot of different guys in free agency this week, which has helped out in terms of they don't have as many absolutely pressing needs here. So it gives them a little bit more flexibility. You know, when I look at a need standpoint, I say, you know, offensive tackle is probably the biggest need, but I don't know if there's anybody that I really love here. So I look at it and say, we just got a quarterback. let's see if we can get our quarterback another weapon, because I think Jerry Jeudy's probably one of the best players left on the board at this point. So I'm going to go with Jerry Jeudy, the wide receiver from Alabama.
The crowd likes that selection, Dan, and I like it as well. If Jerry Jeudy falls to Miami at 18, I think you take him if you're the Dolphins. I mean, I think the Dolphins have some other needs, but with McKinney gone, the pick before, they could have considered safety here, and they still could with Grant Delpit on the board, who may long term be better anyway. But the Dolphins going best player available, and again with a young quarterback, they've got some wide receiver weapons. Parker starting to emerge as a star, as I thought he would originally. It's taken a while to get there, but yeah, I like that pick. And so to the Miami Dolphins at 18, Jerry Jeudy. All right, the Las Vegas Raiders on the board at pick number 19. The Raiders, with their first pick, selected C.D. Lamb in this mock draft. So they've addressed the wide receiver need. To an extent, they've addressed the linebacker need in free agency with a couple, I think, good acquisitions. And that's an area that has been especially weak for them. For a long period of time, by the way. Cornerback is still, I would still consider a need area. I don't know if I love the cornerback selections available here at this spot in the draft. This is sort of the first tough spot to me. I think there have been a lot of answers elsewhere. I'm going to go... You know what? I'm going to disrupt this thing a little more just for kicks and giggles. At 19, I'm going to go Ross Blacklock, defensive tackle out of Texas Christian. Go ahead, Central Control. Oh, Central Control actually likes this. You know, the Raiders vetted Ross Blacklock. That's how they determined he had 37 unpaid parking tickets. I still don't know all the ins and outs of that deal. I mean, this seems a little high, but he's the next defensive tackle. He sort of fits their profile. I don't necessarily think this is what they're going to do here, but I think in this particular mock draft, where a lot of other choices that they might have made are off the board. And again, they could go linebacker here, but Dan, one thing I've learned over time is these teams that seem to ignore particular positions of need every single year in the draft, there's a reason for it. It's that they don't value it. And you can think, they pass linebacker, 5 years, and you think, well, year six, this is going to be the year. It never is. They just don't value the position the way other people do. And so I could have gone linebacker. I could have gone Kenneth Murray or something of that sort, who is a player who would fit their profile as well. But I decided to stir it up a little bit, and we're glad Alex liked it. Thoughts, Dan, and then you're up at 20 with the Jacksonville Jaguars with their second pick.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting it, but I definitely see the logic there. Yeah, I think Blacklock is a really good player, and like I said, I don't think there was an obvious choice there, a guy that was a clear cut pick. So, I could definitely see that being a spot where, maybe they go a little bit off the board there and do a little bit of a surprise. As you mentioned, Jaguars up at number 20. You made a surprise pick for them earlier with Jordan Love. So, I think probably looking at defense here, like you said, Warb, it's a team. They've given away a lot. They've got a lot of holes. They're a rebuilding kind of team. So, they've got to look at, okay, who's the guy that can make the biggest impact for us in 2 or 3 years, not necessarily looking to plug a specific hole right now. I'm going to go with, you know, a guy who I think, you know, you mentioned him a couple minutes ago, and, you know, he was more highly touted, I think, a little bit early on. Didn't have a great year last year, but I think he's still got that potential to be an elite safety when he puts it all together. So I'm going to go with Grant Delpit, the safety from LSU, with the number 20 overall pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I love it, Dan. It did force me to cross out the guy I thought you were going with here, because I'm just sort of playing my own little game here, and I had written somebody in that I thought you might take here, but I love the Delpit pick. I like Delpit. I think Delpit's super athletic. He's really long. I think his best football is ahead of him. And you know what? And I know he's had some tackling issues, but they're not tackling issues based on a lack of aggressiveness. He's a really aggressive guy. I just think he needs, you know, to wrap up a little more. I'm not really concerned about that. Although in a league that, you know, that you have less and less time to practice tackling, you want to make sure you draft good tacklers. The guy I thought you might go with here is Kalavon Chaisson. Any thoughts of him at this point?
Yeah, that was the guy I was debating between LSU defenders there. I was strongly considering him as well, especially because the ones you mentioned before with Ngakoue maybe looking to get out of there. But I think Delpit's got a little bit more long-term upside.
All right, I'm up at 21. This will be the last pick before the break, and we'll wrap it up when we come back. It's been a tremendous exercise. Really great job, Dan, and great job, Alex, back in Mission Control, making it all run. It's been a lot of fun. The Philadelphia Eagles here have addressed their cornerback situation, and therefore I think the pick becomes obvious. It's wide receiver. Less obvious is which wide receiver, because the guy the Eagles really wanted was Henry Ruggs. I'm 100% convinced of that, and I'm not sure they won't make a move up to try and go get him. The question is, you just don't know where to go. CeeDee Lamb is gone. Jerry Jeudy is gone, who went just a couple picks before in this mock draft. I still think they're looking receiver here. And the guy I'm going to take here, who really excelled, not just in the regular season where he was outstanding, but the one area people questioned him was his athletic explosiveness. And he clearly displayed at the combine that he's all that in a bag of chips. So at pick number 22, the Philadelphia Eagles select Justin Jefferson, wide receiver, LSU. And that pick will wrap up. Dan chiming in. Dan likes that pick, and I think it fits their profile as well. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. We have a number of picks left to get to. We'll get to those on the other side.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today. Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920. If you have to call a customer service number to discuss your investments, you should see what IQ Capital Strategy can do for you locally. Brian knows each investor has unique goals, and his multi-strategy active management strategy could help produce more favorable results for you with local customer service and personal support than you should expect from someone you're trusting with your investments. Visit IQ Capital Strategy at 735 North Townville Street in Seneca, or give them a call at 848-CAPITAL. That's 848-CAPITAL. Securities offered through Fortune Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Fortune Financial, and IQ Capital are separate entities.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
It's not too early to start thinking about new porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Craft Stove Storm Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint Summer Classics, Resesta Recycled Plastic, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can place special orders now and have your furniture delivered in time for the warm weather that will be coming. Special preseason prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Storm Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor's.
Craft Stove Storm and Patio.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is the number one stop and shop for a brand new Serta or Beautyrest mattress at the lowest prices around. Springtime is a great time for something new, and the Mattress Outlet has come to be the kind of place you can trust to have great selection and tremendous prices. Come in and let the outlet's experienced staff guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Goodwill and Chick-fil-A.
Here are three things about Vistaprint business cards. Which do you think is true? One, our business cards are now edible. Two, our business cards now come with sound effects. Three, our business cards now ship for free. Yep, it's three. All Vistaprint business cards now ship free, and that goes for any style and quantity. You pick the style, the shape, and the paper. The result is a card you're proud to hand out. So visit Vistaprint.com for free shipping on all business cards in any style and any quantity. Just use promo code 9898. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9898.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Missed a show? No worries. Catch every hour of every show on our webpage, WCCPFM.com. We are The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are engaged in our third live mock draft. Dan Hope from 11 Warriors fame joining us today, doing a great job. Alex doing a great job back in the studio, making it all run. All right, let's get back to Dan. And Dan, you are up with the first of two Minnesota Vikings selections. The Minnesota Vikings now selecting at pick 22.
Well, Vikings just lost a couple corners, Trey Wayne, Mackenzie Alexander from Clemson. That looks like a pretty big need right now that they need to address. So, you know, several corners here in this late first-round range that they can consider. I think the best available is Jeff Gladney from TCU. So we're going to go with Jeff Gladney, TCU cornerback, number 22 overall pick.
I like it. A little out of the box, but I like that pick a lot. The New England Patriots now on the board. Patriots have more needs than a winning team should. Obviously have needs at receiver still. have needs just for playmakers, especially, you know, look, you need offensive line help in New England. They did franchise Joe Tooney is really the only guy in that line is worth a crap. Isaiah Wynn you can't count on because he can't stay healthy. That's a bit of a dilemma. They have tight end needs, but I just don't see a tight end worthy of this selection. I think Cole Kmet is the first guy at the position. He certainly addresses a need, but, you know, it goes back to something I said a minute ago about teams that ignore positions. They ignored the tight end position last year. Now, they may have come full circle because, again, I don't know how, you know, it's bad enough having Brady with no weapons. How are you going to have Jared Stidham with no weapons? Now, N'Keal Harry, I expect to blossom this year. I still think they need offensive weapons here. I have a super secret plan for them too that I'm not willing to reveal. But because it's my most out of the box pick of this whole deal. You know what? I'm going to give them the guy that they should have got last year. I'm going to go tight end here and take Cole Kmet, who really played well all year, can detach, serve as an inline blocker as well, and I think demonstrated the combine that he has round one athletic ability at the tight end position. I'll go Cole Kmet here at number 23. All right, yeah, Dan's on you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think realistically that's probably a trade-down spot for the Patriots because I think Komet's a little bit of a reach at 23, and I think they've got so many needs right now that they almost have to trade down and stockpile picks, but I do get the logic there.
Yeah, I don't know that this is what they will do, but again, you have a young quarterback, and you have no weapons, none. I mean, absolutely none. And, you know, and I don't – they drafted a wide receiver in round one last year. As you know, I hit N'Keal Harry last year going to the Patriots with that last pick. And I just don't see Bill Belichick going receiver 2 years in a row. And their tight end situation is so atrocious. I mean, it's not bad. It's despicably bad. You just can't give a young quarterback that. So they could trade down here a few picks and still get him or possibly even into the top of the second round. All right, Dan, you're up at number 24, the New Orleans Saints.
All right, Saints have one fantastic receiver in Michael Thomas, but not a whole lot else in that receiving core around him. So I think they're going to be looking for a number two receiver here. Several guys could look at late in the first round, but you look at a guy like Denzel Mims, as fast as he ran up a combine, really a physical freak, a guy who was really productive at Baylor as well. So we're going to go with Denzel Mims, the wide receiver from Baylor, for number 24 overall pick.
I think that's higher than conventional wisdom would put Denzel Mims, but I agree with the logic. I think Denzel Mims has supplanted T. Higgins as the big receiver in this range of the draft based on his athletic performance. And I don't know what's not to like. I watched him at the Senior Bowl. I watched him get off press coverage. That's one of the adjustments that these collegiate receivers have to make in the NFL, and he did it with ease. He's so explosive. He's so athletic. And quite honestly, he didn't have great quarterback play either. And that's another element I always look at with receivers. I mean, you know, imagining what a Denzel Mims would look like if Trevor Lawrence was throwing him the ball. You know, so, I like the pick there. And Denzel Mims to 24 and the New Orleans Saints. All right, the Minnesota Vikings up at number 25 here. Dan already addressed the cornerback need. I think you still have offensive line needs here. Defensive line as well. Offensive tackle to maybe a little bit of a lesser extent. Um, The Vikings could have been another team that was hoping that Blacklock might have been there. You know, I think they're looking to get a little more juice out of their defensive front as well. And actually, looking at our board, Kalavon Chaisson is still here. That's what I'm going with. I'm going best player available, somebody to rush the passer here. I'm going Kalavon Chaisson at number 25 to the Minnesota Vikings.
All right. The Miami Dolphins like J.K. Dobbins so much that they brought him in for a visit hours before the NFL shut down visits due to coronavirus. So if they wanted him in that bad, that tells me that they really like him. So I'm going to have the Dolphins taking Ohio State running back J.K. Dobbins, first running back off the board for number 26 overall pick.
Wow, I'm very surprised that Mission Control applauded that pick. Homer pick for Mr. 11 Warriors right there. I know it's true. They did bring J.K. Dobbins in, but I don't know. I mean, look, I like Dobbins. We don't have a time on him, obviously. He looked fast enough against Clemson, and he looked great all year. I mean, I like Dobbins. It's interesting that J.K. Dobbins would be the first running back off the board with DeAndre Swift still there and Jonathan Taylor still on the board. I don't know. I like Dobbins. I don't know if I like him enough at 26, but it's true. They did bring him in. So I like that element of it.
He could be an option at 39, too. So they could hope that he falls into that second round range.
Yeah. No, look, that's certainly possible. The Seattle Seahawks on board. And, you know, even though they've addressed this to an extent, I still think there's uncertainty there. And I think it's a really good fit for what they want to do schematically. So I'm going to take Etor Gross-Matos here at number 27 to Seattle. By the way, I think he's underrated.
Yeah, he's a good player. Yeah, I mean, I saw him play a few times against Ohio State. He's a really good player. So I think that's a good pick there at 27. Ravens on the clock with the number 28 overall pick. Ravens could really use some linebacker help. I think Kenneth Murray's really good value here late
round.
So we're going to go ahead and take Oklahoma linebacker Kenneth Murray with the number 28 overall pick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, love that. Love that pick. Love that pick. The Tennessee Titans are up next. I think about the Titans. I think interior offensive line, interior defensive line, edge. You know what else? The Titans are a little like the Colts, in that they like line of scrimmage guys with some size and some strength. So I'm going to go that way in this direction. I'm going to take AJ Epenesa here at number 29, still on the board. You are up, Dan, with Green Bay.
All right. You mentioned T. Higgins before. I think the Packers need to get another weapon for Aaron Rodgers. I agree that Denzel Mims has jumped T. Higgins at this point, but I still think Higgins is a good, solid, late first-round guy to get another weapon to that offense. So number 30 overall pick, we'll take the wide receiver from Clemson, T. Higgins.
Any consideration in that spot of Patrick Queen? Green Bay Packer fans have hated their inside linebacker forever. Any consideration of Queen there?
Yeah, I think Queen would be a solid pick. They did just pick up Christian Kirksey, so that does
them
a little bit more at linebacker. So that's why I went with the receiver. But Queen's good value at 30.
Yeah, I like it. Number 31, the San Francisco 49ers. On the clock for the second time. And the 49ers, you know, I still think they have some secondary needs. I think that's an area of the football team they could still address. think that's one area that they could look at. They also experienced speed up close and personal when they faced Kansas City. I'm going to give them another receiver weapon here. I'm going to give them Jalen Reagor of TCU, who is probably the second speed receiver in this draft after Ruggs. I know he didn't test quite as well, but if you looked at his vertical and his broad jump, they were insane. That tells me it's a technique issue with the 40 and his 10-yard get-off. And when I watch him on film, he's a 4.35 guy. I'll go Jalen Reagor here at 31. And that leaves it up to you, Dan. You feel free to comment on Reagor, and then you have pick 32 to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs could use some cornerback help. Still a pretty few solid cornerbacks left here still on the board. We're going to go with the corner from Alabama, Trayvon Diggs, who's the number 32 overall pick to wrap up the first round.
Yeah. I like it. I have a little bit of question about his speed, and we're not going to know on that. And of course, he had DeAndre Swift and Jonathan Taylor there, two guys who might have helped that backfield as well. But a great pick. Great job, Dan Hope. Great job, Alex. Hope you all enjoyed it. We're done. Enjoy your week, and I'll see you Monday.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT 1560 Cowpens.